There is nothing automated about home repair. And today in Your Health, we have some safety advice for the do-it-yourself crowd. Nail guns, lawnmowers, and ladders all can lead to emergency room visits. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports on how to avoid accidents when you take construction into your own hands.
There was a time when nail guns were used only by skilled tradesmen, people who are paid to do construction. That's because the tool can be dangerous, as contractor Adam Dreyfus of Frederick, Maryland has seen. He witnessed a nasty accident last summer.
The nail gun double fired and he shot a nail through two fingers. So.
What did that look like? I'm sure it wasn't pretty.
Nah, it wasn't too pretty, especially pulling the nail out. I just couldn't believe he did it. It was just kind of shock and surprise.
Consumer nail gun injuries, at least those serious enough to require a hospital visit, have increased 300% since 1991. This means each year some 14,000 do-it-yourselfers using nail guns to install siding or hardwood floors are getting hurt. These days, people are also buying circular saws to build anything from shelving to bookcases to a treehouse.
So once you get your tool loaded, you want to make sure that you know how to do it, and you have to put the nail in the right side.
Jay Summers oversees rentals at Frager's Hardware Store in Washington, D.C. He says some customers who come in have never even touched a power tool. Before he demonstrates how to use equipment, he tries to ask a few questions, such as,
have you used one before? Do you know anything about it? What are you trying to do? Sometimes these folks will have a conversation at lunch one day in the office or down at Starbucks, and somebody will tell them, well, this is the tool that you need. They don't have any idea.
Mary Kay Oppie heads the Home Safety Council. She says if the prevalence of nail gun accidents is surprising, consider the number of people who end up in the emergency room after falling off ladders. It's a surprisingly high number, and we thought the figure would resonate most with someone who was at risk of becoming the next statistic, someone standing at the bottom of a ladder about to climb up.
Have you ever been up on a ladder, Misha?
Not really, now that I think about it.
Misha Goodhue is standing with her mother-in-law, Eve Goodhue. They've just bought a ladder to paint Misha's house in Washington's Capitol Hill neighborhood. When we tell her that 136,000 people every year end up with fractures, sprains, and breaks from ladder falls, she pauses.
That's not exactly the statistic I wanted before we get up on a ladder.
The Home Safety Council's Mary Kay Oppie says if people are aware of risk, they're more likely to take precautions. The first rule of thumb that people often overlook.
You want to stay at or below the safe standing level, which for a ladder like this would be the fourth rung from the top or below, and for a step stool would be the second rung from the top.
Everybody's used a ladder at some point. Most people feel comfortable on them. But studies show that injuries from the lowest rungs can be just as bad as those from the higher ones. Eve Goodhue, who's 63 years old, has been climbing ladders and painting for years.
I've been very conscious. I don't want to fall.
Goodhue says this time she'll take it slow and try to get her son to help. But he's just not as excited about painting every room in the house.
I don't think he's going to paint, do you, Misha?
I think he's going to hide in the office.
Let the women do it. Actually, ladder falls are often associated with men and younger men, so it's an injury pattern.
This pattern holds steady across most kinds of home injuries, including one of the most common, lawnmowers.
So I'm ready to go. I'm going to start mowing that first strip over there.
David Bashai has an acre and a half yard. He's also an emergency room doctor at Johns Hopkins University. He got interested in lawnmower accidents after treating a 7-year-old girl whose foot was sliced off by a mower. That was a particularly gruesome injury, but Bashai says the vast majority of the 80,000 lawnmower accidents a year happen when the mower shoots sticks or rocks into the air.
I need to be worried about pots in the ground, branches that could come and hit me in the face. There you see, you're actually getting a little bit of debris on the left.
And like all injuries, these happen in a split second. So Bashai says keep children and other people out of the yard, wear eye protection, and clear the yard of sticks before you mow. If everyone did this, there'd be far fewer accidents.
I think the frustrating thing is that there are injuries and even deaths happening that could easily have been prevented.
Mary Kay Oppie says when you use a tool or piece of equipment, take the time to get trained. As I learned when I tried a nail gun at Frager's Hardware, it's not easy to use, at least not the first time.
Okay, so I'm going to put on the eye protection.
To fire the gun, you've got to strike the back of it with a mallet using a decent amount of force. which takes confidence.
I didn't hit it hard enough, so it didn't go all the way in.
Not all the air pressure was released.
But the second time, things improved. With Frager's Jay Summers helping me, the nail drove straight into the wood.
Ooh, that felt better.
Didn't that sound much better?
Oh.
Look at that. Whoa! It only takes two of us to do a one-person job here.
Are you making fun of me?
No!
Summers says just because a tool looks easy to use doesn't mean it's easy to use safely. Alison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.